Parshas Nosai starts off about the Bnei Levi. Nosai is Rosh Bnei Gershom Gam Heim. Already earlier we had in the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Nosai is Rosh Bnei Kehos. The Maila of Shevet Levi, the Medrash starts off over here. Koyin Koyin Koydim LeLevi, Levi Koydim LeYisrael. There's a Kedima to Levi also. It's brought down LeHalacha and Hilchas Tzedakah in Siman Reish Nun Aleph. There's a Kedima to a Levi. In Hilchas Birchas Hamazon, there's Kedima to a Levi. The Torah brings down over there in Siman Reish Aleph, Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that no one was, a Yisrael was never Mavarich Lefanov. And the Torah wanted to bring a riot. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was a Levi. That's what it meant. Yisrael was never Mavarich Lefanov. But the Maram Rotenberg was doicha, that Rabbi Shua Malevi meant mitzad chashivusai, not because he's a Levi. He meant mitzad son, that he was a mukhashit. Lamaisa to Mefersha Mishnah, Hari is also Levi Kaidim Yisrael. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky answers letters, anyone that writes him a Shaila, that's part of a Seder Ayoyim, he has choyvis that he learns 8th blot of Babli and a few blot of Yerushalmi, he has choyvis that he has to finish Kol HaTerukul every year. But later in the day, he answers on Shilas. The Seder Advarim is that he takes all the letters, the postcards that he gets. He sets them up into different categories. Anyone who looks like it, the name is a Kohen, he puts in one pile. Then he makes a pile for Levi, for Yisroel. And he's Mekayim, Vekidashtei, the Din of Kedimataka, Kohen, Levi, Yisroel. That's the Seder Advarim. Shteik, Nosi Yisroel B'nei Gershom. The emphasis B'nei Gershom was the Bechor. Gershom was the Bechor. And that's why the parasha starts with Gershom. Over B'emes Kahos came first. Mitzarecha Gershom has a mile, he's the Bechor, so he gets to start the Parshas Nosai. But on the other hand, Kehos was already mentioned before. The Medrash says, Yekorahim Mipininim. And the Medrash touches up, Pininim means a Bechor. Like it says in Rus, Vizois Lifnim Bi Yisrael. Lifnim is the Ershte. So Yekorahim Mipininim. The Torah, the Bnei Kehos, that are the Noisei Aroin, which is Torah, has Kedima to the Pininim, to the Bechor. Mitzacheni, the Bechor has the mile that the Parshas starts with him. Ha gufa b'emes, the shayla is why does Parshas Nosai start over here? Nosai Rosh B'nei Gershom Gam Heim. It should have already started from Nosai Rosh B'nei Kehos. Is I heard once a pshat, it's a big chiddush, that really it's a mistake, that really Parshas Nosai should take be. Vaydaber shel Moshe v'al Aharon, Nosai is Rosh B'nei Kehos. It comes to answer a question that the last pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar is v'lo yovoi lirois kevalis hakodesh v'mesu. And b'derech klal, the parasha is not supposed to end Shlechazach, and the Mefarshim talk about why the parasha ends like that. V'mesu, simple terrace is that it's v'loy yovel liris kavalas kodesh v'mesu, v'loy mesu. But I'm afraid that Kasha parasha ended v'mesu, so there was a tzad to say that no, Parshas Nosi already starts from Shvi of Bamidbar. But we know that Parshas Nosi has 176 psukim corresponding to 176 blat in Baba Basra and 176 psukim in the biggest kapitel in Tehillim. Like this pshat, Parshas Bamidbar would have 196 psukim. However, we know that the Messiah is that it's that way. And we know also that Kemat all the years, Shavuos is before Parshas Nosai, after Parshas Bamidbar, before Parshas Nosai. And Nosai is the Gresta Parsha. And also in Medrash Rabbah, the biggest Arichas in Medrash is in Parshas Nosai. Oichet in the Zohar, Parshas Truma has the biggest Arichas in Zohar, but the Idra Rabbah is in Parshas Nosai. It's vising that from Shavuos comes a Shefa of Torah. There's a rebuy of Shefa in Torah that comes from after Shavuos. The Medrash brings, we said before, Yekorahim Pininim, and the Medrash types up, Pininim is the Bechor, Lefnim, and Yekorahim Pininim. Torah is more Yoker than Pininim. Of the emesis, Chazal darshan this pasuk differently. Yekarim and Pininim, the Medrash brings it also. The Torah is more yakar than Pininim, than the Kohen Gadol Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. But I saw a taich. What does it mean, Yekarim and Pininim? It's a choshev yisoid. A Pinina, or any a precious stone, a diamond, a yahalom, a Pinina, the size, the bigger it is, the more choshev it is, avada. But it's not proportional. Penina that's twice the size of a different penina is not worth twice as much. It's worth 10 times as much, 20 times as much. And if it's again double the size, it's gar, p, mea, when it's gar, a bigger size. And of them state, yukari, mepeninim, that a person has to know by limitoyer tzaycha dazay, that by Limud HaTorah it requires Ritzifus. And the Ritzifus is Moisif V'Hoylech, not double. That if a person learned 2 hours straight, as opposed to a person learned 4 hours straight, the one with 4 hours doesn't have double. It's much more than double. The Hitztabrut, that it's Moisif V'Hoylech, is as Ovi Apnina. Or even more, Yekarehim Pnina. When we have the Avoidus of Shevet Levi, it's interesting, the Pasuk Kamapa'amam calls it Kalabol, it's Svoy Tzava. It's the Tzava. In Parshas Bamidbar, it counted all the Bnei Yisrael. Ibn Esam Shana, Yoytzei Tzava. Shevet Levi is not going to the Tzava, to the army. Shevet Levi is doing the Avoidus Masa, the Avoidus Mishayorin, and that's also called Mitzvoy Tzava. Everyone to the army. The Loi Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is also in the army. This is also, that's also Tzava. Azatzura. It's called the Tzvoy Tzav. Which state? State in the Pasuk Vayikra about giving Matnas Kahuna. The Emes says all the Matnas Kahuna are Nirmaz in the Pesukim over here. The Arachayim is Medayik how all Chav Dalad Matnas Kahuna is Nirmaz in the Pesukim. Lechol Truma, Lechol Kotche B'nei Yisrael. The pasuk continues, "V'ish es kadosh of lo yir." There's an interesting pshat. Toisus and Tainus daf tes. Interesting pshat in the pasuk. "V'ish es kadosh of lo yir." We know that the Gemara darshan over there, aser to aser, aser b'shvil shetis asher. That says when a person gives ma'isrus, be'emes he's giving it to himself. He gets ashiris because of giving the ma'isrus. Toisus and Tainus daf tes brings a story. Ma'iser be'echad that was yorish a big sodeh, and every year he gave ma'isrus. The sodah was nice and elif kor, and Itakawa gave meya kor to maestris. One year, he decided he's not going to give the maestris. And the next year, after he didn't give the maestris, the sodah only gave meya kor. The sodah only gave out 100. It was supposed to give 1,000 every year, it only gave 100. It says his bnei besa and his kroivim came to visit him, belevush chag. He came to visit him dressed up, covered Shabbos, covered Yom Tov. He said, my hi. He said, you get a mazel tov. You became a kohen. Until now, the matzav of the soda was that you were giving maestris 10%. But now you decided not to give it, the aim is to make you the kohen. And you're getting the 10% that you were supposed to give, that's what he's giving you. Haskivar, a kohen. And Tosis Darshan's in the Pasuk. Aser to aser, hayoytze hasoda shona shona. If you're not going to give maestris, you're going to get a tenth of what the soda was supposed to give. And then he Darshan's the Pasuk in our parsha. V'ish es kadoshiv lo yir. Someone that doesn't give maestris, trumas and maestris. So es kadoshiv, the truma that he was supposed to get, lo yir. That's what he's going to end up getting, just that 10%. Ish es kadoshiv lo yir. There's another pshat in the pasuk. The Chafetz Chaim said, a person has to realize b'chlal about life. Ish es kadoshiv lo yir. What a person gets out of life, at the end, lachameh v'esrim, is only es kadoshiv. Only the mitzvahs that he did, the kedusha that he did, or if you want to talk about tzedakah more, the trumas and maestris, what he gave, that's what he ends up having. What he saved, and he thought he's saving his nechasim, that's what he doesn't have. The ish es kadoshav lo yir, that's really what you have. It's only what you gave to tzedakah, that's be'emes your nechasim. What you didn't give, that's not your nechasim. Midatzel tamaisa, it's a mashal ba'alma v'adobah. Someone, achar me'ev esrim, he comes up to Shemayim and there was a long line. And he didn't want to wait in line. He saw it's against a line. He wanted a choshev balabasi. He called over the Malasam and he says, I'll pay. He says, okay, fine. He says, 10,000, 100,000, I'll pay. So he wrote him out a check, 100,000. He says, no, here we don't take checks. We take receipts. If you would have a receipt of 100,000, that would get you to cut the line. Receipts would get you to cut the line. Kabbalot, we would get you. The check is too late. That's Hayoyim Asoyisim Amochal Kabbalot. Ish es kadoshav lo yir. A person has to know that he has to chaperayim. Before you become old, tukum, you should get up. And you should start realizing and doing what you have to do. It's too late. Afterwards, it's too late. Ish es kadoshav lo yir. They say over from the goyim, hakino v'ataiva v'akovid maitzim es ha'odim en ha'olam. Those are the three moiridik yetzaharas. And it's taka yetzahara of kina taiva v'akovid that a person has to be loichem his whole life. But he says there's a bigger yetzahara. There's a bigger taiva, there's a bigger chukka for something. After a person is nifter, and he sees that now it's over, and now he's going upstairs, downstairs, wherever he's going, there's a moira de ketshuka to be able to go back. I feel for 5 minutes, something, to be able to chap around. And you can't. That's a bigger hishtoikikus than kinetai of a kovet. But a person has to know, ish es kadoshov lo yeh. What you did before, that's what you're going to end up getting. You have the parsha from Soita. You have Asach, Chesugis in the parsha. Nosai is Rosh Tevis. Nun has the Nesiim, and it has Nesias Kapayim, and it has Nozir. And the Sin is for Soita, and Shiluach Machanois, and the Aleph is for Asham Gzeilis. Asach for the Sugis, it's Parshas Nosai. Soita. The soita, the mei soita, be'emes, it's made out of three things. It's mayim, ofar, and ksav. You put in the shem Hashem. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, akavi v'malal loimer histakel b'shloish dvarim v'yet aboli de'aveir me'ayin boso la'anat ha'oiloich v'lefnei mi ato asa litin din v'cheshbin. Me'ayin boso is tipa srucha la'anat ha'oiloich l'mokam ofar v'rima v'teleya. In the Mayim Ma'orim of Soita, you have these three inyanim. The Mayim is the Tipa Srucha. The Offer that you put into the Mayim is Keneged Kfura. And you put Shem Hashem, that's Lefnei Miyat Osid. The Herkiv of the Mayim Ma'orim is Taka, these three inyanim. And the Pasuk says in Kehelis, and Rashi brings it over there in Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah. The pasuk says, "Zechores b'ir echa, b'imei b'achrusecha." B'ir echa could be read three ways: b'ir echa, which is Hakadosh Baruch Hu; be'ercha, which is a makor where a person came from; and b'ircha is the kever. All three things, and that's what the avada, the soita herself, gets an oynish. But the purpose of it, the avada, was for Klal Yisrael, for the Kol Amroyim, that they should realize and to be mistakel b'shloish dvarim. The Ramban writes that the Inyan of Soit over here is a Moira Dikazach, it's a Nes that we don't have anywhere else. Ein b'chol mishpatei ha-toyru zulosi b'zeh, that the Eberster wants that he should be Megala, the Inyan of Arayis, that he's Megala it al yedei Nes. About it's only when Yisrael oisim etzoyni shalmokim abar chotchen azah matziv, the Eberster is Megala the Chet al yedei a Nes. And the Ramban said it's the only place. Over the emesis I saw that by Egla Arufa, and it's interesting, Mesechta Soita, you have also Soita, and you also have the Sugis from Birchas Kainim is in Soita, and Egla Arufa is in Soita. It happens to be the Mishnah that says, Eilu Namorim B'cholosh, and then Eilu B'losh and Kodesh, you get into all these Sugis, but it's a Sach from the Sugis from Parshas Nasa. But upon him, in Egla Arufa has the same concept. Egla Arufa is, in, the Medrash says, the Targum Yonason brings, that when they shech the Egla Rufa, it comes rima v'teleya from the mokum of the Egla Rufa, and they crawl all the way to the bayis of the Ritzeach, and they find the Ritzeach. Now, I don't know if we paskin based on that, we have to kill the guy, I don't know the Gedorim, but there's a similar concept. I just want to say, from one to the time, that's the Shaykh Soito with Egla Rufa, they're both Egla Rufa in Ritzicha, and Soito in Arayis, that the Ebrish made a nace that's able to be Megala, the Inyan. Now I saw, yeah, that's already a kash on the Ramban. Ain b'chol mishpatei ha-toyru. The Ramban's not meshubah to this medrash on Egla Arufa. To ask me even more, I have to know. Ain b'chol mishpatei ha-toyru dover tali b'nei zulosi inyan hazeh. Lashon Ramban afanoti. I saw the Shem Shmuel. He said that when the Mayim Ma'orim and the Isha is Nerag from the Mayim Ma'orim, he says, but it's not a nes. It's not a pillar. This Mayim has Kedusha in it. He put Shem Hashem and he put Mayim and Ofer. And if the Isha was Mezaneh, so she's a spirit to that Kedusha. It b'teva has to happen like that. This mind is then is Kadosh, and therefore, if she wasn't Mezaneh, so Adarabah v'Nixov and his Razer, she gets brachas. If she was Mezaneh, Kach Tzorach Liyos. It's not a Pella. Azoy Tavzai. It's not a Pella. Habach Gevol Tzulag in Inachanam. But we know the Gemara says, Kishem Shehamayim Boikim Esi Isha, Kach Boikim Esa Boil. The Boil, Ba'asher Husham, the under Egvelt, at the same time that the Isha explodes and dies, also the boil. He didn't have the Metzias that the Mayim went into his goof. My Eves, Neis Fafel. But the Shem Yishmul is being Mazber that by the Isha it's not Neis Fafel, but by the boil. Kemetzulei Genochazach, I saw the Cheshik Shloima in Tzaita. The Pasuk has a steer whether it's first the Yorech and then the Beten or Fakert. So it says, the Klala is Yerech and Achakach Beten. Or by the Metzias, when the Mayim goes in, Avada, Metzias, what happens is Koidim Beten Vachakach Yerech. Zok the Cheshek Shlomo, that's only by the Isha. Or by the Boil, when it happens by him, it's Taka Yerech Vachakach Beten. By him, it's Chal, Lefida Seder Akkol. By the Isha, where like, it's Taka happening inside the Metzias of the Shtiyah. So then, in the Metzias, when it ends up happening, it's Koidim Beten Vachakach Yerech. By the Boil, can Zayin Fakir. There's a famous kasha. We know there's a whole Seder that the Isha has to bring a Korban Mincha, and it's Avadim Akiv. It's part of the Seder Advarim that she has to bring a Korban Mincha, and then you do the Begik of the Mayim. It's a whole sugya in the second parak of Seder, exactly the Seder Advarim, what you do first, what next. There's a Machlokes Tanoim in it. There's a famous kasha from the Achronim. There's a man, the Omar, that Bailam could be Mafagel. Normally we say only a Koyim could be Mafagel and have a Machshevas Pigel and Pasal a Korban. But there's a man, the Omar, Bailam Mafagel. Now the Isha is the Baal of this carbon. If you hold Bailam could be Mefagel, so then every time when the Kohen is going to be Mark of the Mincha Saita, as part of the procedure, as part of the process, so she'll have a Machsheves Pigel, and either she'll say, ha ha, I had a Machsheves Pigel, and delay, or even better, she won't tell us that she had a Machsheves Pigel, but then the Mincha is possible. And then the Mayim won't be Baita, because she won't die, and the reason she won't die is because she had a Machsheves Pigel, Bailam Mefagel. Foolproof way how to dray out of the Bidikas Mayim Amorim, even if she thought it was Mezana. Loitam on the Omer that Bailam Mefagel, she's the Bala Korban. So she'll be Mefagel the Korban, won't tell us, and then she'll drink, and she won't have an Ixav in Israel Zera, maybe. The Brachas, but of Elamaisa, she'll be Nitzel from the Mayim. This is a Kasha the Gedolei Achronim ask. Rabbi Yosef Engel, going Adir, Rabbi Yosef Engel, wrote a sefer on this kasha called Gevuras Shmoinim, where he presents 80 turutzim. That's why it's called Gevuras Shmoinim. Gevuras Shmoinim has 80 turutzim on this kasha. I am sure. I'll make a sefer. You have oichet the ganze sugi for Nozir. And the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yia, Yia is Gematria Shloshim, and there's a few blot of Gemara and Nazir that handle the sugi that Nazir, Stam Nazir, says Lamed Yoin, Chavetz Chaim, what Oiske direct of them. Zetman, from one Gematria, a few blot of Gemara, the sugi of Bar Poda, the Dalet Hei Vov, in Nazir, from any Gematria, Gansa Par Blatter Gemara, Vigrois Tairis. So one Akuda in Nazir, there's a bit of Kinuyim. If a person says Hareini Nozich, that's also Chal, because Kinuyim, instead of saying Hareini Nozir, he says Nozich, Pozich, the Mishnah in the end of the beginning of Nozir. But then there's a sugya called Kinuy Kinuyim, and that's already a Machloikis Amiroyim. What's the din by Kinuy Kinuyim? A person says Mekanachna, Mekanamna, or a Loshin that's a Kinuy of a Kinuy, and that's already a Machloikis if it's good. So there's a Kasha, it's a Gansa sugya, sugya Nedorim, a sugya Nozir. When a person says that, L'chayra, in his machshava, he's having in mind to be a Nozir. Now, if he said it out in a lashon of a kinoy, or even now worse, in a lashon of a kinoy kinoy, or in his machshava avada, he was machashiv to say that he wants to be a Nozir. And it could be chal belev. So why don't we say that it's chal anyways because of what he said belev? So I heard once a teretz, if a person says a kinoy kinoyim, as a zot mekanachno, is a getracht mekanachno. What he said is what he thought. You think exactly the word that you said. But is that true? An interesting idea. Speak out the tzara. If a person has hearer, he thinks in a language or he thinks about a musik. When you think about a zach, you think about the word or you think about just the musik. And if that's a machlokes rishonim, there's a rashba that has a shayla, if you're allowed to say kriyashma and shara l'shoynis, and toichat varm, the Rashba says, if you yoytza kriyashma would hear her, there's a man diyomar, so avada you yoytza also in shara l'shoynis. And if there had to be a pasuk that you yoytza kriyashma and shara l'shoynis, shma mino that you're not yoytza would hear her. Because if the din would be a yoytza in hearer, then avada could be yoytza in English. Hera Rashba. The guy's maharer kriyashma in b'loshon kodesh. He's maharer b'loshon kodesh. Is mocha that you could also be yaitza by saying it in English. And if you needed a pasuk, you yaitza to say it in English, must be not yaitza with her. The Rashi understood here doesn't drik sechayis in b'loshon kodesh. It drik sechayis in the musik of the word, not the b'loshon kodesh. Tyson Shabbos Daf Mem is Mefurish Nishtazai. Tyson Shabbos has a tzad that this, that it's Osir Mahar B'mavoyis HaMutunafoyis, he has a tzad that it's only Osir if you Mahar B'Loshin Kodesh, not B'Shar L'Shamis. It says that the Hir Jutz Chayis L'Loshin Kodesh. So L'Chayit should be totally in this. But it's not, because Sider Ashba and Sider Tyson are talking about when a person is just Mahar, without speaking. When a person is maharer, so machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, is he maharer in the lashon or just in the muslim? Or but when he speaks, gizok mekanamna is gitrach mekanamna, and on the ktzad that kinu and kinuyim is not gizokt, so then you can't say that it's going to be able to be chal dinazius. Yeah, this is ein nekuda from a yam from zaken in the Indian of nozir. I want to go into the sugi from Birchas Koyanim, Porin Yonim. Birchas Koyanim has 60 letters. And it's connected a lot of inyanim that there are in 60. I saw brought down that by the bracha by Avraham Avinu, it said, it says three times chof. That's connected 60. I saw brought down, it's foreign state, there's an inyan that a lulav should have 60 olim. People are marking on the inyan, a lulav with 60 olim connected this. And there's also 60 tkiyas. If you do the tkiyas the miyushiv and the tkiyas the mu'umid, there's 60. In the end, we add another 40. And we're not masachakal 100, but there's 60 ikr tkiyas. In the words of Birchas Koyanim, you have the psukim are 3, 5, and 7. Sachakal 15. And that's keneged. There were 15 years that the shloisha ovis were together. Yaakov Avinu was 15 when Avram Avinu was nifter. There were 15 years that the chibur of the shloisha ovis tzazamen. And that's the Ramazim in Birchas Koyanim. Birchas Koyanim is a mitzvah essay d'oraisa, but it's a machlokes rishonim. When is it? According to some rishonim, it's only when it's in the Beis Hamikdash, and at the Beis Hamikdash it was said with Shema Mefoirish, and the Emes in the Mishnayis, it's brought down the inyanim of Birchas Koyanim in Masechta Tomid, not in Masechta Brachas. But the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, bring it on Hilchas Tefillah, because it's a din, could be only the Rabbanon, machlokes rishonim. That Bechlal, even in Gvulim, there's a din by Tfilah, by Chazaras Hashatz. That's where it was Tukin, the Rabbanon of the Raisa, that the Tzura of Birchas Koyanim is done in the end of Chazaras Hashatz by Tfilah. The Emes is the Musig would be any time that a Koyan should be Mavarach Yisrael, but the Tzura, how it's done, is Bishas Chazaras Hashatz. And it's a din on the Koyanim to be Mavarach the Yisrael. The Pashtas, it's a mitzvah on the Koyanim, as I state in the Chinuch, the mitzvah zu noig, the zichre kahuna. The Ritva also in Sukkah, it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim. The Charedim, which is a Rishon, the Bir Halacha brings it in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, that's the Simen of Birchas Kohanim. The Charedim says that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is on Yisrael also. It's on the Yisraelim to be Mizborech and on the Kohanim to be Mivorech. It's a mitzvah on Gans Klal Yisrael, not only on Kohanim. Machloikis Rishon, the Chinuch, the Ritva says it's only on the Kohanim. The Charedim learns it's on the Yisraelim also. Now, the Mamas, the beginning of Hilchas Birchas Koyanim, the first birn over there in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings, and it's Bemis Gemara and Ksubis. Ein lezor lisa kapayim, afilo kahanim acherim. It's usher for a zor to do Birchas Koyanim. And Bemis, it's a Gemara and Ksubis, daf chav dalet, that if a zor does Birchas Koyanim, he's over be'ese. Rashi says, because it says, koy sevorchu, atem veloy zorim, and it's a lava b'machlala say, and therefore Kehanim are supposed to do Berchus Kehanim, not Yisrael. That's a Gemara, a Zorsha, Berich Berchus Kehanim, Oyver Be'ese. It's a Shaila in the Paiskim, in the Prichodesh, and the Bach, and the Prima Godim talks about it. Is a Zor only Oyver the Isser if Itaka did it, Benesias Kapayim? Benesias Kapayim means the way the Kehanim lift up their hands in a certain surah, and they make five chaloinis, that the Shefa comes through the five chaloinis, and that's the way the Kehanim, we don't see it because it's covered with a talus, but That surah have a kehanim are noisei kapov. The iser for a zor is taka only when he's noisei kapayim, or even if he wouldn't be noisei kapayim, he's still over the iser. That's a machloikas apoyskin. You know, you have to know bechlal. A lot of people are noisei. They say stam to the kindalach, or then you meet someone, you say yivarecha Hashem vishmarecha. There are kehanim that do it, or bechlal even Yisrael that would say they say birchas koyim. Now you have to know why you're not the bir aloch in the beginning of siman kuf chav ches. Why it's not a shailof and zor sheberach birchas koyim. Again, like some poskim, it's only if. You say if you do it with Nesias Kapayim. There's an interesting maisa that when Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, when he became 75, he was the god Lador B'Shaitoi, and all the Gedolim from the Arum and Arum sent him letters, Brichas Mazel Tov, Levorcha. And Reb Shlomo Kohen, the dying from Vilna, sent him a Birchas Kohenim Azah, and he ended it off the Birchas Kohen LeKohen. And the Olam was all Nishtoimim because Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan wasn't the Kohen. Birchas Kohen LeKohen. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan right away understood. He says, I'm 75, Kohen is 75. Birchas Kohen LeKohen. Kohen is Gematria 75. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Atfarshan, the receiver of the letter. Akoponim. So there's an Issa for a Zarat and Yimbar Birchas Kohen. Now, Toifus and Shabbos, Tafkuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, famous Toifus, Lo Yoda Re Ezit Isser Oyber Zar Sha Oyla Duchen. The Re says, I don't know what Isser there is for a Zar to be Oyla to the Duchen. Mod Nazach. Vis Alam Tefana Gemara, Oyme Re, Lo Yoda Re Ezit Isser Yesh, Kish a Zar Oyla Duchen. And everyone asks, the Ramah Be'etzim asks the Kasher already, the Rishonim talk about it, Kenegin, a Gemara, the Gemara Ksuba says that it's Osir for a Zar to be Noisik Kamayim, And the Re says in Taisus, Lo Yod the Re is Isser. He says maybe it's a Shaila Bruch of Atalov when he makes the Bruch in the beginning. Asher Tzitzkishon of Tzitzkishon, Bikdushosin Tzitzkishon of Tzivon. Or but the Lalish Leduch and he doesn't know what Isser it is. So the Ramo already asks the Kasha. So the Ramo wants to answer that it's only Usser for a Zor to go up when he goes up by himself. But if he goes up with other Kehanim, the Kehanim anyway went up. And a Zor also, he was mitzvah, then he's not over. You have to know what the gedder is. But that's what the Ramah wanted to be machadish. That maybe the answer of Shad and Toisvis, Azor is only over when he goes up by himself. Not if he goes up with other kehanim. I'm not sure, what if he goes up with only one other kohen, or is it only when he goes up with two kehanim? Because the ikr mitzvah is when there's two kehanim. I don't know, but that's what the Ramah says. The Isser of Zor, to answer the Toisvis from the Gemara, that lo yadari is the Isser yesh lezor when he goes up leduchin with other kehanim. The Gemara in Tshuva is when he goes up by himself. The Maharit, in Tshuva's Maharit wants to say a teretz, that the Isra of Zor is only Bizman HaMikdosh, the Mokim HaMikdosh, when they did it with Shem HaMafayrish, and then it's a Shaila V'Sashem HaLekech HaTira, but a big vul, and that's what the Tarsus meant, Lo Yodari Eze Isra Yesh LaZor Lalish L'Duchim. The Hafla wants to say a different Mahalach, not like the Ramah. An interesting idea. Zok the Hafla, the Charedim says that Be'emes it's a mitzvah on a Yid, on every Yisrael also Berchus Kohenim, not just on the Kehan. Zok Ta'afla, the Gemara doesn't say clearly what Isser you're over. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Zor Sha'ola Leduchin Oivra Be'isser. It's Mavur. Rashi said it's an essay because it says, Koisavar Hu Atem V'Leizor. Zok Ta'afla, that according to the Charedim, the Pshat is, everyone has the mitzvah. The Kehanim have a mitzvah to be Mevorech, and the Yisrael has a mitzvah to be Mizborech. Nu, so when the Yisrael is oil and duchen, he's mevatel his mitzvah. He was supposed to be there to be a mizbareich, and that's part of his mitzvah. And instead, he went. He's on the wrong side of the curtain. There, he's the wrong end. Zok to haflo if he's there. Mamish lehepach from the Ramah. Azor is only over if there's two kehanim that are up there. If there's taka two, maybe even one, but pashas the two. When there's two kehanim, and that's the ikar mitzvah, and really you're supposed to be miskayim your din of being mizbareich. And instead, you sell Tzu and went upstairs to the Duchen and to be with the Kehanim, then you're Oiver Be'isser, you're Oiver Bittel Essay of being Mizborech. But if there's anyways no Kehanim, let's say just a Zor went up by himself, a two Zor, or a Zor with one coin, anyways wouldn't have been the Iker Mitzvah, then you're not a Mamish, the opposite of the Ramah. The Ramah said that the Isser of Zor is only when he goes up by himself. The Flaw says, Faker, the Isser is only when he's going up with other Kehanim, because then he's being Mavato, his Charedim, the essay of being Mizbarach. In the Dvar Avram has a big arichas on this, but Toicha Dvarim, he has a zog that maybe the Isser is only when you go, to answer the steerer from Toisus to the Gemara, is only when you go up two. Because the Ikr Tzurav is with two. And the Re meant, it's not Osir, he loya de Re, is Isser Yesh if one Zor goes up. So Yesh Lafal, but what if two Zorim go up? Not a Kohen Bechlal, but two Zorim. For this din, the Dvar Avram is Mahalat, that you only over when there's two. Say it, but two Zor. Or no, it has to be only a Zor together when there's Kehan. Kapanam, that's the noise of the Mitzarech of the Gemara that says that there's an Isser, Mitzad Sheni, there's a Taisa that says, Lo Yadari is an Isser. We spoke out the Ramah, the Marit, the Hafla, the Varam, this Mahalchim Harbiyish. We mentioned that the Charegim holds that there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael also to be Mizbarech, the Minchas Chinuch is Mesupik. What about Noshim and Avodim? Dahin, like the Shpashtus, the Chinuch and the Ritva and a lot of Rishayim that it's only a mitzvah on the Koyin. So it's only mitzvah on the Kohen to be Mavarach. An Isha is not Mavarach. Bas Kohen is not Mavarach. But according to the Charedim, that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohenim is also on Yisraelim, is it also on Noshim Bavodim? Or is it only on Gvorim? So he brings that the Gemara says that we don't do Birchas Kohenim at night, because Iskish Bracha L'Sheiris, And therefore, since it's not noyig at night, it's a zman grama, and Lashon would be putter. But the Menachas Chinuch is mesupik, this din, that it's iskish, bracha l'sheiris, and we don't do birchas kainim at night, could be it's only a derabbanan. It's a smak to ba'alma. But the ikar din, the deraisa, is even noyig balayla. If the ikar din is noyig even bein 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 balayla, and it's only a derabbanan that it's not noyig balayla, that's not so poshut that such a zach is considered a zman grama. And therefore the Menachas Chinuch remains, again with a suffix, what's the din? Is noshim also chayiv in this mitzvah of the charei? But the Menachas Chinuch in many places has a concept called a chetzi koyin, chetzi yisrael. It's very confusing how you get such a fellow, but it works that you had a chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas chayrin that had a daughter from Yisrael, and that daughter is a chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas chayrin who's allowed to marry a koyin because it's aviv mi aviyam Yisrael. And she marries a kohen, and they have a son who's a chetzi kohen and a chetzi eved meshofer. It's a confusing case, but I want to get straight to the point. If you have a chetzi kohen, chetzi Yisrael, is he allowed to be oyel leduchen? His chetzi kohen has a mitzvah to be oyel leduchen. His chetzi Yisrael has an iser not to be oyel. What should he do? Do you say essay doiche? Loisa say the iser of going up is an iser essay. Do you say essay doiche essay? A whole shayla in the Menachas Chinuch. What this chetzi koyin should do with his dilemma, mitzad echad, his chetzi koyin says to go up, his chetzi Yisrael says lehedya not to go up. The Machaber says that a koyin, even if he's not married, should be nice to kapov. There's a tzad not, that says maybe the Mefarshim explained only when someone is shori besimcha, but lemaisa we paskin that even someone that's, even a koyin that's not nosui, that's not married, is noisiest kapel. Now in that same halacha, simen kuf chav ches, sif mem dal, a koyin atal pishu panoi, noisiest kapel. The yeshoi rims up the Ramah, famous Ramah, the Oil knows about it, that we don't do the siest kapayim nowadays only on Yom Tif, because people are not the simcha, they're tarad be parnosa, and tarad be basakam, only on Yom Tif are we noisy kapayim. Minhag Eretz Yisrael, of course, is to be noisy kapayim every day. In Chutz La'aretz, in many places, there's only nesiyas kapayim b'yom tif. Interessant. That same sif said that only a pani should, only a nosi should be noisy kapayim, because a pani is not shari b'simcha. And that the Ramah says we don't pass in line. Okay, vayis nais the bochrim zan efreilach, the b'nei Chutz La'aretz. Because the gabi the noisy of Shabbos and Yom Chol, we pass in not to do brachas koyin. Or but the noisy of pani and nosi, that we pass in the ma'isa that even a even a bacher doesn't see his kapayim. The Orach HaShulchan Afanarkim and Simon Kuf Chav Ches brings that he has no reason and understanding why the minig is that we don't do brichas kainim every day. It's a mitzvah and it's a minig garua. But he says, Lamaisa, it's mekoblani that shnei gedoyle ador in the dor lefaneinu kol echad bim koimai rotza lahanig nesiyas kapayim kol yoyin uchishahig higbil yoyim amugbol lo yotza ha'inyin lo ola yofa, and something happened and it was mishamayim nigzru that he shouldn't do it. Meduchsach is referring to the story about the Goyin and about Chaim Volozhin. But he doesn't say, but Mekublani says that they tried, and Lamaisa, we don't do the Siyas Kapayim. In Chutz La'aretz, only on Yom. There's a Yerushalmi that has a Shaila. If a Goyin, the only way for him to do the Siyas Kapayim is to become Tomei. The Seist in the Shul where they're doing the Birchas Goyin, there's a mace. Should a Goyin be Metamef in a Siyas Kapayim? And the Yerushalmi Lamaisa says, ain essay of birchas koyin in doicha lois essay ve essay of tumah, because for a koyin to become tummy is lois essay and an essay, and ain essay doicha lois essay ve essay. So biktsara, the Yerushalmi though is mesupik, and it's unclear. A lot of Yerushalmis are like that. It's cryptic. What exactly the study ashayla was? The Yerushalmi was mashman had a nidden over here. Koyin maushe yitame kedelisa kapov, and the maskara is ain essay doicha lois essay ve essay. Meikara mikasover. What was the shakla v'tari? Poshet, ein esse doicha, lois esse ve esse. The Charedim says that the mitzvah of Birchas Koyinim is even on Yisroel. And I would say the mitzvah of Birchas Koyinim is a mitzvah shoveh b'koil. And if it's a mitzvah shoveh b'koil, there's a tzad, a mitzvah shoveh b'koil, an esse of Birchas Koyinim, which is shoveh b'koil. I mean, the Koyinim do the bracha part, the Yisroel do the mizbarech. But the maestro, the mitzvah is on everyone. So then maybe the happening of that essay Ashava Bakoil should be doicha loisa the essay of Tumah. And the suffix of Yerushalmi either is goof if we hold like the Charedim, or if this svar is true. Or you could be moisif the Menachas Chinuch is mesupik that maybe even like the Charedim, noshama not chayiv. Suffix in the Menachas Chinuch. because it's man gromame. Heretzu. It's still more shava b'koil than koil. But is that called shava b'koil? The Gemara in Yevamah is called shava b'koil something dafke that's noig b'noshem v'gvar. Here I want to have a care. You have a mitzvah that's only noig in men, not in women. But maybe it still has the mile of shava b'koil in the sense that it's noig even in Yisraelim as opposed to tumas koin, which is only on a koin. Kol da'achmas could have been and is maybe the tzadi ashayla in the Yerushalmi. Yeah, there's one more nice in the Sias Kapayim. I want to have a rhino still. In the Sias Kapayim, there's a steer in Gemara. In one place, the Gemara says that only the Gemara in Chulin daf Chav Dalet, only a kohen that's nismali ziknoi should do birchas kohenim. Only if he has a zaken. Forget about bar mitzvah. Only if it's nismali ziknoi. Mitzvah sheni, there's a Gemara that's mashma only from the bar mitzvah. And mitzvah shlishi, there's a Gemara in Sukkah daf Membeis katan hayodei lifreis kapav a katan that knows that to do birchas kohenim. So you're ready, cholkin like chumba bebeis agronis. Over there, the Gemara gives a list of things that are cut on. When he knows how to wear tefillin, you give him tefillin. When he understands to talk, you say taritziva. And it gives the list of every mitzvah of chinuch. And over there it says, a cotton that knows to be nice a kapov. So then you start giving him truma for the chalukah. You give him chalukah's truma. So here it says, even a cotton does birchas koyin. And here it says, only nismali zikma. Here it says, va mitzvah, taisus and chulin, sukkah and megillah. Those are the three Gemaras. All three places, taisus tells on the kasha. And taisus says it depends. Bekvias, if the only person in the minion to do birchas kainim, then it's only if it's nismali zikna. You don't have a buffer go up bekvias. Ba'akrai, a bar mitzvah buffer could go up. You're in a minion and grad of the only kain is a 13-year-old, zolarokin. Katan is only betzir of other kainim. And that's how he answers the three majorities. Yes, there's a musik of katan ayideh, lifris kapav, that's a gemar sukkah. There's a gemar megillah, that when he's bar mitzvah. A gemar chun, that when he has a zakah. Bekvias only when he has a zakah. Ba'akrai, Abi bar mitzvah. Bitsirif acherim, even a cotton. The Santa Maisa, the Rambam doesn't bring this down. The Rambam paskins that only in a small zikman. The Rambam paskins no cotton, only godel. What does he do with the Gemara in Sukkah? Koyin ayudei, cotton ayudei, alifreis, kapov, mechalkon lechumba beveis agron. So the emes of Pshar in the Rambam is the words of the Gemara is cotton ayudei, alifreis, kapov. Rashi and a lot of Rishonim learn, like we said, it means lifreis kapov to do nesias kapayim, to lift up his hands in the tzura, how a kohen lifts up his hands. When a katan knows how to do that, he starts getting truma. And obviously, a bazoi, a katan sometimes chotch with all the kohenim could do duchenim. The Rambam knows a katan never does duchenim. The Rambam learns the Gemara differently. It's mezetes nishtaber. The Rambam learns it means like this: katan hayedei a lifreis kapov. If a katan knows how to open his two hands, machal kamei truma the beis agronis. Just like all the other things there in the Gemara, when he's knowing how to do it, it's more tzigapas. As all you say that nesias kapayim is a shayches with truma. Aval like Rambam gorki pshutay katan hayedeya lifreis is even a different gear. So lifreis cheka, he knows how to make his arms out to set his arms out in order to get the truma. Mechal kamei truma beis agronis. Oh, but nesias kapayim man chashmei avad nesias kapayim is only on a gadol. That's going to be the shita of Rambam a naiv shan in the Gemara. State of the Indian from the Nesiyim, Be'emes, there's a Zach Arichas in the Indian of the Nesiyim. Every Nasi had his own Kavonis. Say just B'Ktzara, first of all, Rashi gives some of the Inyanim of the Nesiyim. I don't know why in the Chumash here it's printed on the Nasi of Yisachar. I don't know why. Why punct on the second Nasi, all the Pirushim and Par, Kevis, Ayah, Rashi gives a whole Arichas, punct, he skipped. Then he doesn't say it anymore, but why did he say it by Yisachar? Not by Yehuda, Nachshon Malina by the first one. Why did Rashi give all the Pirushim by the second Nasi first? Ich weiß nicht. Or but Rashi says, Par is Avada Keneged Avram, because by Avram it says, Vayikach Ben Bokar, and Avram Avada that Vayikach Ben Bokar was Chesed, and that's because Avram's Mida is Chesed. Ayel Echad is Yitzchok, that Vayikach is Ayel was Akedah, and Akedah is Gvura, and Yaakov was Vesakvosim Hifrid Yaakov, which is Mesamel Yaakov's Mida Se'emes, or Yaakov's Melchama with Ramoyes of Lavan, which is Yaakov's Mida Se'emes. Par Ayel and Keves is Gematria, Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. Par Ayel Keves is Gematria, Avram Yitzchok V'Yaakov. With the Vav. I'm always said that on the Choshen, when it said Avram Yitzchok V'Yaakov, it says it with the Vav. One last word, state Kaf Achas Asora Zov Malaya Ketoiris. Rav Meir Mipishlan used to say, Kaf Achas. A person has to have a little bit of anova, a little bit of a kfif, a little bit of bent over. Lav dafka to stand as I would be such an action. To give in a little bit, to be mevater. And if you're a kaf achas, a little bit even, ein kfifa, Asara Zav, that's already a Yud Zahav, a golden Yid. A golden Yud. A golden Yid is someone that has a little bit of another Kaf Achas Asara Zav. So Mazaychazayin, you have all the different Inyonim of the Nesim over here. We said the Medrash is Mayrach on it, and Avada we said there's a Shefa of Torah from it because it's right after Shavuos. So Mazaychazayin.